In order for us to be able to call out the holy names with sincere devotion, one should take the Shastric Vachans of Krishna very personally. If one takes them as some truth presented for somebody else, that's not going to make much difference in our life. Unfortunately, in our conditioned state, we take Maya very personally, but Krishna very impersonally. Like some woman is passing in the road, everybody is looking at her thinking that she is passing for my sake only. And they make comments and they think about her and all these things, although she is of no consequence to this person. So people take Maya very, very personally. But when it comes to Krishna, even if one is made to sit in a class and you are given a class, this is what your God is telling you. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita like this. Still one feels maybe he spoke to Arjuna, not to me. One takes it very, very casually. That is why there is a method to rectify this bad mentality. One of the methods is to read the wonderful songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottamadas Thakur and Acharyas like that. Because in such songs, the Acharyas are directly speaking to Krishna. Like, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of his songs is telling, Tumara Ichaya Maya Sujate Samsar, he's saying. By your desire, my dear Lord, Maya Devi has created this material world for the independent enjoyment of the living entity, he says. Otherwise, the living entity actually is Chid Vastu, conscious being. He can never be trapped in this horrible Jada Vastu in which you are trapped. Because Jada Padartha is actually inferior to Chit Padartha. How does Jada Padartha trap us like this? It's as if you are locked up in a room with all dirty substances. And he says it's only because you have ordered Maya to prepare this body for the living entity, for his independent enjoyment. He's telling. And then he's saying, if you order Maya, liberate this living being from this horrible situation and take him back to Godhead, immediately Maya will obey you. Like that he is actually speaking to the Lord. Like you see, like sometimes a mother makes a very beautiful puffed up chapati, thin and very attractive, and nicely cooked, and offers it to the father. But the child seeing the mother wants to imitate, I will also make chapati. But when he makes a 1-inch thick chapati. It's all, you know, uncooked, semi-cooked or whatever. So, in the same manner, the living entity wants to do something to show off, but he can never imitate the Divine Mother, Srimati Radharani, unless he agrees to work under the guidance of the mother. When mother is teaching the child, this is the method of preparing a chapati, then the child has some scope. Otherwise, if he wants to do something on his own independently, he will create a mess in the kitchen, create trouble for the mother, and offer a useless offering for the father, and prepare something which even he cannot use himself. It's good for nobody. The result of his hard work is only what? Shrama Yevahi Kevalam. It is simply, he creates a mess in this world. So, this attitude is very vital in one's heart when we are chanting the holy name. The Universal Mother, Srimati Radharani, is the mother of all living entities who engages the living beings in Krishna's service. And Krishna is speaking in the scriptures many, many things. What are my principles? How I deal with my devotees? How I deal with the demons? How one can go beyond this world and come back to me? Daivi he shagunamayi mamma maya duratiya mameviye prapatyante maya metantarantite. If one is practicing Krishna consciousness sincerely, one will be able to turn Krishna's vachans into a prayer. And that is what acharyas are doing in their songs. One's heart should be filled with prayers to Krishna, to Guru, to Vaishnavas, to holy dhams, to holy name. And what type of prayers? My dear Krishna, you have promised in Bhagavad Gita that whoever surrenders to you, they can very easily cross beyond this material world and come back to you. Krishna, you have promised in the 12th chapter that he is, like Krishna says, that mayyeva mana adatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayyeva adavurdham na samshaya. You have promised that anyone who chants your holy name and meditates on you and offers the karma to you, you personally deliver them. You say, stesham aham samuddharta amrityu samsara sagarat. Vamina chirat patta mayyaveshya chesam. So he says that those who are attached to me, those who love me, those who are sincerely performing my devotional service, I personally come to deliver them. So when one studies this kind of promises made by Krishna that touches the heart of a person, just like imagine if a very beautiful young girl writes a love letter to you, you open the letter and you read, you become touched by it, is it not true? Because that pleasure you get is technically called sense gratification. Isn't it? Similarly, the scriptures are a love letter of the Lord to the living entities. God is expressing His love for the living beings. And He is telling them and teaching them how you can attain me. How you can reach me back. So, anyone who does these two things, who reads the Vaishnava songs and sings them with a feeling, trying to follow in the footsteps of Acharyas, or anyone who turns the Shastri promises given by Krishna into a prayer of proper understanding and prayer to Krishna. If one does it with sincerity and nishkapatata in the heart and in a mood of a prayer, then one can very easily cross beyond the fifth offense. What is the fifth offense? Considering the glories of the holy name to be imaginary. That comes due to middle consciousness. Shabde samanya buddhi. Consider the transcendental holy name to be an ordinary sound vibration and not understand the value of the holy name. Like in English there's a saying, don't throw pearls to swine. So we are not able to take the holy name seriously because of this. So in this way, the Shastric truths will be realized by us as true when Krishna's grace descends in our heart. And the grace will descend when we approach with the right attitude. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisance.